We're now here at Lisnagelvin Bowling Green, just footsteps from where the house is and where Mum took her walk every day. It was a walk that she did every morning after getting her housework done, and you could have timed with the clockwork and really starting out and just here opposite the Lisnagelvin Bowling Green. And that walk took Mum around 40, 45 minutes, almost 2 miles, and for her it was just a daily part of her routine.
What did she love about this walk, and why was it so important to her, particularly after she wasn't well?
I would say that this walk in many ways was an expression of her independence. You know, she was someone who had a routine, as I said, out walking every day. And obviously when she took sick back in 2002, 2003, there was a part of her thought she would never come out of hospital. In addition to obviously the great care and support she had in terms of medical team and things like that, my mum had a very positive mindset, and her determinism was about getting back home and getting out walking. We're just standing now inside Lisnagelvin Bowling Green, and right next to the gate of the green itself. And this is somewhere where when prior to Mum taking sick, she had a pet dog and would have come around here with the dog and things like that as well too. And again, another place that's close to her heart and equally close to ours.
When you hear the word grief, what does it mean to you in terms of losing your mum?
Grief, it's just a devastation, you know, a big hole and emptiness, you know, and something that's there with you every day. People say to you that you never get over it, and I remember people saying this prior to this ever coming to my door. I didn't understand it, but I do understand it now, about you never getting over it, because you don't. You learn. They live with it. You don't accept it, but you acknowledge it. You acknowledge it's there. And I think we're now in the realm of reality. The shock has gone, and the reality is now kicking in.
Do you ever talk to her?
I do. And people have said to me, who've been through it, have said, have a conversation. You know, she's with you. And I do it, and it helps.
You can feel her.
Yes, I can. I think that, and again, you have to acknowledge, and I've certainly acknowledged this, that grief is unique to each and every one of us. I even see that in the context of my brother John and sister Gillian, in terms of where they're at. So therefore, it is an individual thing, and it's shaped by a number of varying factors, you know. You know, and I think that my advice, or I guess from my own experience, is that, you know, you have to try to find some positive or something, some glimmer of hope about the person and about your relationship with them, that basically that helps you instill happy memories into your head, you know. And you know, like, for example, I could now be focusing on the very dark times from August, from around the time of diagnosis, you know, November, when Mum passed, and I still do elements of that, but there's equally the other elements of trying to basically replace those with some of those memories that I've just shared with you. And when I'm sharing those things and talking about them and thinking about them, I'm not thinking about Mum's loss as profoundly as I would be. I know it's there, but it takes me away, you know. And I always remember meeting someone during the time of, and people say a lot of things to you when, you know, sort of when this happens. And everybody who's spoken to us has been so genuine, so supportive. But certain words stand out, certain statements stand out. And at the time when Mum was diagnosed, we were thinking, why a third run with cancer? Why a cancer that's terminal time? And those things with the ability to drag you down in terms of anger and resentment, that been there. But this lady, a contemporary of my mum, stopped me and she said to me, Tony, don't be thinking about that and don't get wrapped up in that. Think about the 13 years that you had with your mum that you never thought you were going to get, and think about what you all as a family packed in those 13 years. And I think that has stood with me, and that was said to me a month before my mum passed away, and I carry that. And when I get into the moment and of that feeling of that loss and that emptiness, I start to think about how fortunate we were, because we could have lost Mum 13 years ago, and that's what keeps me going.